This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Club Q shooter pleaded guilty this morning to 5 counts of first-degree murder, 46 counts of attempted first-degree murder. They also pleaded no contest to 2 counts of bias-motivated crime. They will spend the rest of their life in prison without the possibility of parole. District Attorney Michael Allen spoke after the change in plea.
The evidence is very clear that this defendant committed these offenses and that it was done because of a biased motivation towards the victims in this case, specifically due to their sexual orientation.
Shooting victims are reading statements about how the shooting affected them. Congress is moving ahead on a provision to force a final decision on Space Command's presence in Colorado Springs. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Members of the Alabama delegation inserted language into the annual defense policy bill known as the NDAA. The provision would stop the Air Force from spending money on construction for either the current or future headquarter location until the Air Force submits a report on the basing decision. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn, who sits on the Armed Services Committee, was not able to get the language removed. The Senate version of the bill also included the language. Alabama lawmakers are pressing the Air Force to announce a final basing decision, which has been in review for months. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Prices are up for Colorado cannabis. Wholesale prices have risen for the first time since the fall of 2021. Growers and dispensaries have seen the market stagnate since a boom during the pandemic. The average price of 1 pound of bud is about $700, according to the State Department of Revenue. That's about $50 more than in April, but only about half the average price 2 years ago. Overall sales are way down from this time last year, partly because of rising prices. It's mostly sunny, with temperatures rising toward 90 along the front range, Grand Junction in the 90s this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.